Here's a check on stories revolving for you this morning here on Robinhood Radio. We have a flood watch remaining in effect through Wednesday evening from the National Weather Service. A portion of northwest Connecticut, including northern Litchfield, southern Litchfield. There is a flood watch also in effect for eastern New York as well. A complex area of low pressure bringing periods of rain heavy at times through tonight. Between an inch and an inch and a half of rainfall has already fallen. Additional rain, heavy at times, is expected mainly through this afternoon, becoming lighter through this evening. Rainfall totals through tomorrow are expected to be 1 to 4 inches, with the greatest values along the east-facing slopes of the southern Berkshires and in the Litchfield Hills. Doreen Patterson had nothing to say when state police asked her why she unlawfully entered a relative's home in Norfolk on Friday night and assaulted her nephew. A story by Bridget Ruthman in Today's Republican American. The 54-year-old was arrested for a home invasion, a Class A felony that carries a penalty of up to 60 years in prison, 10 years of which cannot be reduced or suspended if convicted. State police say Patterson entered a West Greenwoods Road home in Norfolk, where her sibling lives with two sons. She was screaming and yelling profanities just before 9 p.m. and continued to hurl abusive language and physical behavior at her nephews. She remained in the home after being told to get out, according to police. After police arrived, she refused to give a statement and was ordered held on $50,000 bond until posting it after being processed. There was no explanation for the fight. The Connecticut Lottery Corporation will open its first retail sports betting venue, and more are planned to open, including Waterbury and Torrington, through November. 7 additional sport tech locations in Waterbury, Torrington, Hartford, Manchester, New Britain, and Milford and Norwalk. The Lottery Corporation has authorized to operate 5 other retail locations, including a site in Bridgeport. At least 500 Dutchess County residents have died with COVID-19. The county reached that grim plateau this weekend when it lost its 9th resident of the month. It also came as Dutchess County and New York State continue to slow a gradual decline in the numbers of diagnosed and active COVID-19 cases, though the rate of residents receiving a first vaccine dose is also declining. New York reported far fewer coronavirus cases this week, adding just 26,000 cases. That's down 19.17% from the week's previous tally. As a COVID vaccine for children 5 through 11 appears to be headed for federal approval, a new bill in New York would require all New York students to be vaccinated in order to attend school. The bill introduced last week by Assemblyman Jeffrey Anowitz of the Bronx would add COVID vaccines to the list of inoculations that students must have for school, effective 30 days after full federal approval for children 5 to 11. If passed, the bill would require the state health department to develop a vaccination program. A similar bill was introduced in the Senate in August by Senator Brad Holyman of Manhattan. The state legislature is due to return to session in January. A summer performance festival in downtown Great Barrington, dubbed Berkshire Busk, is being billed as a success that might stick around beyond the pandemic and even expand. There's data to prove the success. The festival's director will be presenting the information to a select board meeting. It includes an estimated $105,000 in economic activity generated by people who came to town on Friday and Saturday evenings for performances held in different locations downtown, including Railroad Street with its outdoor dining setup. Events drew more than 150,000 hits on Facebook and Instagram each, according to Carr. Surveys show 70% of the attendees came from outside of Great Barrington, and half said they came to town because they heard about the events. The Taconic Hill School District has a vaccination clinic from 1 until 5 p.m. At the high school entrance, no sign-up is necessary. Regular flu shots, high dose age 65, Pfizer COVID-19 shot, first dot only for age 12+. Parent or guardian must accompany a child under 18. The new single shot, pneumonia shots, tetanus, whooping cough shots, flu shots are available for ages 4+ with guardian present. Flu, COVID, and pneumonia shots are free with insurance. Please bring your Medicare prescription card with you to the clinic. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5:30, the Board of Finance at 7. The Dover Union School District has a school board meeting at 6 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission meets in Salisbury at 6:30 in Kent. The Housing Plan Steering Committee meets at 7 p.m. Coming up on Wednesday, Region 1, there's a Zoom Middle School Athletic and Activities Committee meeting from 6 till 7 p.m. and an ABC Committee meeting at 7 p.m. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting set up for 7:30 on Wednesday. Dover Town Board regular meeting will be held Wednesday as well. In Hillsdale, a special town meeting comes up on Thursday at 8 p.m. at 6 p.m. via Zoom for the purposes of presentation of the tentative budget. A Halloween drive-through spooktacular at Maple Brook School main campus happens October 28th from 6 till 8 p.m., October 29th and 30th from 6 till 9 p.m., $10 per car. Proceeds will benefit the Sunday in the Country food drive, theme zones, treats for kids, costumes encouraged, and fun for the whole family. On Thursday the 28th at 7 o'clock, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Community Support Group Subcommittee has a special meeting. Also on the 28th, Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. The Trunk or Treat will be held on Saturday the 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Oval at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The Ankrum Opera House presents Crystal Radio Seance. Ankrum Opera House presents that seance. It's a sessions update, the local outpost from New York City reading series showcasing the poetry, fiction, and personal essays and creative nonfiction of established and emerging writers from the Hudson Valley. The series is curated by Ashley Main, Saturday, October 30th at 7. They bring Crystal Radio Sessions upstate to the Hilltop Barn and Roll of Transom Park in Hillsdale for an autumn evening of live storytelling under the stars. It's a seasonal edition, includes stories exploring the eldritch, uncanny, and sublime. The in-person event will feature actors and actresses. More information, AnkrumOperaHouse.org. Ankrum Firehouse in Ankrum, New York, has a trick-or-treat Halloween night coming up on Sunday, October 31st from 4 till 6 p.m. Mass required, first come, first served. Notice to all North Canaan residents on October 31st, they'll be closing Bragg Street and Prospect Street from 5 till 8 p.m. There'll also be local traffic only signs at the intersection of Quinn and West Main Street to the intersection of Bragg Street. This will allow all the trick-or-treaters to navigate the area safely. The best parking option will be in the Town Hall parking lot or North Canaan Elementary School. Traffic will be open on Peace Street. If you have any questions or concerns, contact the Town Hall. In Falls Village on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Main Street, the Recreation Commission is organizing a trunk or treat event on Main Street this year. On Halloween night, they're inviting all Falls Village residents, families, and local businesses and organizations to participate. The community event will provide Falls Village families with a central, outdoor, safe, and fun place to trick or treat. Registration for the event is free, and prizes will be awarded for the best decorated vehicles and displays. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,741.15, the NASDAQ at 15,226.71, and the S&P 500 at 4566.48. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.